我想开头的时候请弟兄姊妹跟我一同来读一些主的话。
As we begin, I'd like to invite everyone to read from the Word of God with me.
请我们打开启示录第一章。
Please turn with me to Revelation 1.
启示录第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
我们从第九节读到十三节。
Read verses 9 through 13.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上，当主日我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号说，你所看见的当写在书上，达于以弗所、士美拿、别加摩、推亚推拉、萨迪、菲拉铁菲、老底加那七个教会。我转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话，既转过来就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子。
John, your brother and fellow participant in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice.Like the sound of a trumpet saying, write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me. And after turning, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the middle of the lampstand, I saw one like a son of man.
第二十节
Verse 20.
论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
我们请看出埃及记第二十五章。
Next, please turn with me to the book of Exodus, chapter.
出埃及记第二十五章三十一节。
Exodus chapter 25, verse
31. 要用金金做一个灯台，灯台的座和杆与杯、球、花都要接连一块垂出来。
Then you shall make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand and its base and its shaft are to be made of hammered work. Its cups, its bulbs, and its fire shall be of one piece with it.
然后我们从三十六节读到四十节。
Then let's read verses 36 through 40.
球和枝子要接连一块，都是一块金金锤出来的，要做灯台的七个灯盏。祭司要点这灯，使灯光对照。灯台的蜡剪和蜡花盘也要金金的。做灯台和这一切的器具，要用金金一塌连得。要谨慎做这些物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
Their bulbs and their branches shall be of one piece with it. All of it shall be one piece of hammered work of pure gold.Then you shall make its lamps, seven in number, and they shall mount its lamps so as to shed light on the space in front of it. And its tongs and their trays shall be of pure gold. It shall be made from a talent of pure gold, with all these utensils. And see that you make them after the pattern for them, which was shown to you on the mountain.
我们最后看利未记二十四章。
Next, let's look at Leviticus chapter 24.
我们从第一节读到第四节。
We'll read verses 1 through 4.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，要吩咐以色列人把那为点灯捣成的青橄榄油拿来给你，使灯常常点着，在会幕中法柜幔子外，亚伦从晚上到早晨必在耶和华面前经理这灯，这要做你们世世代代永远的定例。他要在耶和华面前常收拾金金灯台上的灯。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the sons of Israel that they bring to you clear oil from beaten olives for the light to make a lamp burn continually. Outside the veil of the testimony in the tent of meeting, Aaron shall keep it in order from evening to morning before the Lord continually. It shall be a permanent statute throughout your generations. He shall keep the lamps in order on the pure gold lampstand before the Lord continually.
我们都知道启示录啊，是神论到末世景况最重要的一卷书。
We know that the book of Revelation for all of us in the end times is one of the most important books.
所以这卷书里面所说的跟我们今天在地上的光景来讲是最吻合并且是最重要的一个提醒。
And for those of us living in the end times, this book is one that is very practical and real for the times that we're in.
我们如果读完这卷书
After reading this book,
我们就看见他已经把神在末后时代中的计划工作和其中所最重要的一些事物通通完整的启示出来。
We'll realize that all of God's work and his plans and his desires are written in this book.
但是当我们一打开启示录的时候
But as we open the book of Revelation,
我们最先所看见的
we see very clearly,
就神把他整个注意力都放在地上的众教会身上。
Is that he emphasizes, the church that is in the world.
因为我们的主在地上的时候，他把父所托付的一切都完成了。
Because through Christ, the Father has completed all things.
现在神要看一看，他儿子耶稣基督所完成的这一切，在地上的教会中能被显明出来吗？能被人看见吗？
And because everything, after everything has been completed in Christ already, now he wants to see if it can be manifested in the church.
所以在启示录很清楚告诉我们。
So the book of Revelation clearly tells us.
神建立教会乃是为着耶稣基督的见证。
That God has created the church for the purpose of manifesting the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们知道这是神今天心目中最重要的事情。
And we know that in God's heart, this is the most important thing.
所以我们作为基督徒
So as a Christian,
我们应当注重神所注重的。
We need to pay attention to the things that the Lord pays attention to.
这样我们的生活和我们的侍奉才不会落空。
Then our lives will be full of purpose.
那么，我们知道神对教会有他一定的心意。
We know that God has a specific purpose for his church.
而对地上教会最重要的事情就是目标和道路的问题。
And the biggest issue regarding the church is whether we are on the right track, the right way.
那么在启示录一开头的时候
From the beginning of the book of Revelation,
他心中神心中盼望教会在地上能成为一个金金的灯台。
God's desire is that for his church to be like a golden lampstand.
这个用意是很清楚的。
And this picture is very clear.
因为越到末了的时代，地上的光景越黑暗。
Because as we go further into the end times, the condition of the world is dark.
而灯台呢，是作为发光的一个器皿。
And a lampstand is a vessel of light.
那么在这个黑暗的时代中，这个灯台发光要照亮什么呢？
So in the darkness and this light illuminates, what is it shining?
弟兄姊妹，不是照亮这世界。
It's not to display more of the world.
乃是照亮人子，照亮基督。
But it is rather to display the Son of Man, to
display
more Christ.
就在这个黑暗的时代中。
So in a dark world,
因着灯台发光，让人看见基督。
Because of the golden lampstand shining the light of Jesus, people can see him.
这才是神要叫教会成为灯台的主要的目的。
And this is the purpose for God, for us to be, his church to be a lampstand.
也许很多基督徒说，我们今天要做盐做光，是吧？
Perhaps you might say that today we are called to be salt and light.
我们的好行为要显在人群当中。
That our good behavior needs to be manifested towards man.
弟兄姊妹知道，那个好行为其实就是基督的表现。
And you have to know that that good behavior and conduct is Christ himself.
所以神的心意是要叫人在地上能看见他的儿子。
God's heart is that men in the world can see his son Jesus.
所以呢，人子的意象能不能被人清楚地看见啊，跟灯台有绝对的关系。
So the brightness of the lamp, the golden lampstand is directly correlated to whether the image of the Son of Man can be seen.
很简单的来说，今天人看不见基督的好处，就是因为教会不发光啊。
In other words, if you can't see the true image of Christ, it means that the lampstand of the church is not bright enough.
但是这个灯台它要能发光。
But this lampstand, the purpose of it is to shine light.
我们从旧约圣经里面就很清楚看见，神对这个灯台的整个的设计和建造有他一定的定规。
We can see in the Old Testament that God had a specific, detailed instructions on the construction of the lampstand.
这是神在山上所启示出来的样式。
And this was the design that was manifested on the mountain.
所以神对摩西说，你要非常的谨慎。
So God told Moses that he needed to build it with diligence.
所以教会必须按照灯台的原则被建立。
So the church needs to be established based on the principles of this golden lampstand.
它才能作为一个发光的器皿，让人看见耶稣基督的宝贵。
Then it can be a vessel of light for men to see.
我们知道这个灯台不是指着个人，那指着教会团体说的。
And we know that this lampstand is not, does not represent our individual lives, but rather the entire church.
我们过去呢，很多的交通，很多的鼓励，多半都集中在个人的身上啊。
Sometimes our messages and our encouragement is for our individual lives.
当然，基督徒个人的生活经历要好是很重要的。
Of course, our individual lives before God is extremely important.
其实神坐在个人身上的也是为着教会。
And actually, God's work in our individual lives is for His church.
所以呢，神不以个人的爱主和经历为满足。
So God is not satisfied just by our individual love for Him, our individual pursuit for Him.
神要得到一个团体。
What He wants is the entire congregation.
不是说神啊，因为我们个人做好了，他不重视，他也很重视。
It's not that God doesn't pay attention to our individual lives.
但是神终极的目的在教会。
But His greater purpose is for the entire congregation.
所以今天呢，我们可以说教会在地上啊，必须看清楚神给我们的目的和那个道路在哪里。
So today it's imperative that we know where God's way is. What is His purpose?
我有时候在主面前好像能有这样一个领会啊。
And sometimes we can have this type of understanding.
我们好像这个世界是个大海。
It's as if this world is a big ocean, a big sea.
地上的众教会呢，一个一个聚会都好像一条船一样。
And each of the individual churches in the world were like little boats.
我们知道这个船呢，它是要有目的、有方向，对不对？
And these boats and ships in the ocean, vast ocean, you have to have a direction and a purpose.
它行走那个航道也是非常的重要的。
So the way in which it is directed is very important.
因为你有目的、有方向、有道路，你才能够达到神的旨意。
Only if you have a path and a way and a direction, then can you satisfy God's will.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在这条船上。
Today we are on this boat.
我们这条船能够向着神的目的吗？
Are we directed towards the will of God?
我们是走在正确的路上吗？
Are we on the right way?
这是我们所有弟兄姊妹的责任。
And this is a responsibility for every single one of us.
我们既然在这条船上，
We are all on this boat together.
我们一定要让这条船对准了神的目标。
And we have to direct this boat together towards the will of God.
我们必须要让这条船走在神所要的路上。
We have to make sure that this boat is on God's way.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在这里聚会非常重要的一件事情。
And that is the purpose for us gathering together.
所以我常常讲，不同的船就跑了不晓得跑到什么方向去啊。
And sometimes there are all these different boats in the ocean, and who knows where all these boats are directed to.
主既然把我们摆在这条船上。
Well, God has placed us on this boat.
我们就一定要让这条船能够符合于神的心意。
Now we need to make sure that this boat that we are on will please God's heart.
所以在启示录开头很简单地告诉我们。
So the beginning of Revelation, it simply tells us
教会要成为一个金金的灯台。
That the church is a golden lampstand.
这是神给我们重要的一个启示。
And this is an important revelation that God has given us.
所以我们的聚会在这里能不能成为一个明亮的灯台？
So our gathering here, can we be a golden lampstand?
这对我们是一个重大的考验。
And this is a true testing.
我要说这是所有弟兄姊妹的责任。
And I'll say again that this is a responsibility for every brother and sister here. It's not for just a few people.
我每个弟兄姊妹都应当关切这件事情。
But every single brother and sister needs to pay attention to this.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
今天早晨，
This morning,
我愿意根据圣经里面啊，主启示我们教会要成为一个金金的灯台。
I would like to use the word of God to encourage us on how the church is a golden lampstand.
我们要从那个灯台来看一看一些重要的属灵原则。
And from the golden lampstand, we want to highlight some important principles.
那么希望这些呢，成为我们在这里弟兄姊妹一同聚会共同努力的方向。
And might these important points direct us in the right direction?
在启示录第一章的里面，
In Revelation chapter 1,
这个十三节到十六节，
Verse 13-16,
那么那里把人子，那个人子就是基督。
And this talks about the Son of Man, and the Son of Man is none other than Jesus Christ.
把他各样的一个特征通通把它写出来了。
And it speaks of all the unique characteristics of Jesus.
告诉我们，我们的主是何等的伟大尊贵。
It speaks of how great and how honorable he is.
他有极其的荣耀。
And he is a glorious God.
他完成的工作是何等样的工作。
And the work that he does is a tremendous work.
那么，这个是要所有人都知道的。
And this is for all men to know.
那么怎么让人来知道呢？
How do we allow men to know?
就教会必须成为一个灯台。
So, is that the church has to be a lampstand.
所以这个器皿是一个非常重要的器皿。
So this vessel of light is extremely important.
所以神建造这个金金的灯台的时候，
So when God constructed and built this golden lampstand,
已经包含了很多神心中极其重要的一些意念。
It encompasses the heart and the desire of God.
你今天呢，你不能说，你就随便点个小蜡烛，我们叫它照亮基督，不行的。
Today we can't just have this thought that, oh, we'll just light this simple little candle and call it good and say, well, that's Christ.
因为主的尊贵和伟大。
Because of God's awesomeness and His glory.
那个照亮他的器皿。也必须是尊贵的。
The vessel which illuminates light for him also has to be glorious.
是不是这样吗？
Isn't it true?
今天有很多人说呢，教会不重要，我们只注重基督啊。
Today a lot of people say, well, the church is not important. Let's just focus on Jesus.
不，神建造教会是为着基督的。
But we can't think like that. God created the church for Christ.
这个照亮基督的器皿。
This vessel that illuminates light for Jesus.
神是非常的注重的。
God pays attention to this.
也可以说非常的讲究的。
And this is very important and it's highly esteemed.
我举个例子说明一下，你明白了。
I'll give you an example so you can maybe understand.
最近我们都知道英国的女王过世了，对不对？
We all know that the Queen of England recently passed away.
你看她就是普通一个年纪大的一个老太太，对不对？
From the outside, you just see that it's just a pretty regular elderly woman.
为什么她死的时候，你看见他们要用多么大的这个仪仗队啊，全国的人在那里为她送葬？
Why is it that when she passed away, the entire nation came to remember her in such a way?
他把皇家里面那些最尊贵、最好的东西通通拿出来。
And they took out all the best from their homes to bring it out for her.
因为她不是个普通人呢。
Because she's not a regular person.
她是个女王。
Because she's a queen.
啊，所以人家用与她身份相合的东西。来做他的这个仪仗，安葬。
So people brought things out in memory of her, items which were appropriate to honor her status.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主何其尊贵呀！
How glorious and how awesome is our God!
何其荣耀啊！
How glorious!
你能用什么样的东西能跟他相配呢？
What can we bring before him that is appropriate in honoring him?
所以神说教会必须是一个金金的灯台。
So the Bible says that the church must be this golden lampstand.
必须用金金的灯台来照亮他。
And using this golden lampstand to shine his life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们必须懂得这个灯台建造的属灵原则。
So we have to understand the principles of even making this golden lampstand.
你不能用个什么普通的灯呢？我刚刚讲点个蜡烛，那不行的。
You can't, like I earlier mentioned, we can't just take a simple candle and light it up and call it good.
所以这就说明了教会的重要。
This speaks of the importance of the church.
好，我想为了时间的缘故，我只能简单的点一些的点。
And because of time, I can only highlight a few points.
啊，第一个，这个灯台是金金建造的。
The first point is that this lampstand is made of pure gold.
啊，那意思就是说它是没有杂质的。
And this means that there are no impurities in it.
啊，所以圣经中啊，这个金金乃是预表着神的本性。
And this pure gold represents the character and nature of God.
对于我们神来讲，它里面像纯金一样的，是没有任何的掺杂东西。
To us, he is like this pure gold with no faults and no impurities.
今天我们知道这个本性在他的生命当中。
And we know that this nature is in his life.
而今天神借着主的救恩已经把这个生命放在你我的里面。
And through his salvation today, he has placed this life inside of you and I.
所以在我们的里面，只有主的生命是绝对的纯粹，没有掺杂的。
So inside of us, the only thing that is pure and without fault is Jesus' life.
所以首先他告诉我们，这个金金的灯台是用金金把它建造起来的。
So the first thing that he tells us is that this lampstand is made of pure gold.
教会要活在主的生命的里面。
And the church needs to abide and live in the life of Jesus.
请我们能够把它分辨得清楚。
I hope that we will be able to discern.
只有主的生命是纯一不杂的。
Only the life of Jesus is pure.
你我的生命都是掺杂的。
You and I, we have a lot of impurities in our lives.
所以因此神要在我们身上能够得出这个纯净的金金。
In order for God to allow us to have this life that is pure, like pure gold.
他必须用火来炼。
He has to allow that gold to be tested through fire.
所以为什么今天主把各式各样的一些经历摆在我们的身上呢？
So this is why God places a lot of difficulties and trials in our lives.
因为我们必须经过火的试炼，在我们身上这个金金的成分才能够被显明出来。
Because only when we are tested through fire can we present ourselves with pure gold.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
圣经很清楚告诉我们，
The Bible clearly tells us,
我们所有的行为，
All of our conduct,
我们生命中，我们生活中的言语，
Even in our speech,
每一样事物都应当出自这个生命。
Everything that comes out of us must be from this life.
很可惜今天呢，地上神的儿女们不太会分辨这个东西。
And unfortunately, a lot of God's people, we don't know how to discern.
我们把天然人的智慧、天然人的爱心啊，混杂在里面，你看不清楚。
We bring our own human emotions, our love, and our intellect, and mix it with God's life in us, and we can't discern.
我们必须清楚，只有出自这个生命的言语，出自这个生命的行为，才是纯金的。
Only what is manifested out of us that is from the life of Jesus is pure. Everything else is not.
所以在我们的追求和侍奉里面，
So in our pursuit and in our
一切都要根据这个生命。
In everything that we do, it has to be according to Jesus' life.
让我讲得更细一点。
And I'll make it even finer so we
can understand. 你读经要根据这个生命。
When we read the Bible, it has to be according to this life.
不是根据你的头脑。
It's not according to your intellect.
你祷告要根据这个生命。
When you pray, it has to be according to this life.
聚会根据这个生命。
When we gather in a church meeting, it has to be according to this life. In our service, it has to be according to this life.
你如果看看今天地上的基督教的整个情况，多掺杂，对不对？
If you look at Christianity in the world as a whole, look how complicated it is.
所以神给我们一个生命，这个生命作为一切生活侍奉的一个根基。
And this life that Jesus has given us is a foundation for everything in our lives.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是道理，这是可实行的。
This is not a preaching, this is something that is real.
你我都很清楚的。
You and I, we need to make this
clear. 我们今天这样做，有没有根据生命，根据那个生命，你应该很清楚的。
Everything that we do today, is it according to the life of Jesus? That needs to be made clear to us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个灯台是根据那个纯金的生命。
So this golden lampstand everything has to be done according to this principle, this pure gold.
我们知道这个金子啊，这是一个很沉重的金属。
And we also know that pure gold has weight.
所以呢，这个整个金金的灯台是很沉重的。
So this golden lampstand is heavy.
这也告诉我们说什么呢？这个金金是绝对不是轻浮的东西。
Is that this golden lampstand is not something that is light. It's weighty.
我们绝不能把我们生活中，把世界中那些轻浮的东西带到教会里面了。
We can't bring the superficial things of life of this world and bring it into the church.
如果是出自主的生命，
If it is outside of God's life,
这个言语是有分量的，是有重量的。
Our speech. If our speech is not of Christ, if our speech is of Christ, then it has weight.
如果是出自这个生命，
If anything is produced from this life,
这个侍奉是有重量的。
Then in our service there is weight.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这些都是神在这里借这个金金的灯台呢，来教导我们的。
So the Lord is showing us and teaching us with this principle of this pure gold.
所以这里这个金金灯台，第一件事情让我们知道的，这是纯金。
So the first point is that the lampstand is made of pure,
必须出自主的生命,
pure gold. It has to be from His life.
表现神的性情。
And we need to manifest His nature and His character.
那么第二件事情,
the second thing,
它这个整个
is that this golden lampstand was constructed out of one piece of gold. And this is very unique. One piece of gold. How heavy is this one piece of gold? In the Old Testament it says it's made of one talent of gold. Well, how heavy is one talent of gold?
有的读经的人呢，把它换算，就是大概是啊，我们现在的102磅。
Some theologians have made an estimate on its weight and said that it's about, in today's numbers, about 102 pounds.
所以是很重的啊。So
it's quite heavy.
但是它是一块金子。
But it's made of one piece of gold.
所以这里告诉我们呢, 在教会中的工作, 神的工作, 不是拼拼凑凑的。
So it tells us that the work of God is not just simply piecing things together.
他给我们看见是一个,
we see this picture that it is all one.
所以如果我们读以弗所书,
so if we read in Ephesians,
我们知道这个合一乃是我们主救恩中一个伟大的工作。
And we know that this power of unity was accomplished by this great salvation.
因为是撒旦把这个分裂的因素带到宇宙里面。
Because it was Satan who brought this concept of division into God's people.
所以整个的塑造宇宙是分裂的。
So all of the people in the world were all divided.
连我们这些人都是分裂的。
Even all of us people were all divided.
所以今天我们才知道呢, 一个人跟另外一个人想要合一都很困难的。
For even just two individuals to become one, it's so difficult.
本来圣经告诉我们夫妻两个人是二人一体,
the Bible tells us that husband and wife are united as one.
但是你我的经历告诉我们,
but what does our experience tell us? It's not easy.
对不对? 当然我们要宝贵啊，我们家庭的生活。
Of course, we honor that and we need to protect the family.
感谢主是主的十字架的工作。
But thank God it is the work that Jesus did on the cross.
以弗所书23告诉我们，除去了我们中间所有隔断的墙。
And it says in Ephesians 2 that his work on the cross removed all the barriers of this dividing wall.
而把我们众人带到一个合一，这个合一啊，中文这个合一啊，这个合字不太好啊。其实它原文的意思就是oneness，就是一啊。
And he made everyone, through the work of the cross, he united everyone. Made everyone one.
这是一个很大的奥秘。
And this is a great mystery.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
我们知道今天的, 全天下的基督徒啊,
we know that all the Christians on this globe,
至少有两件事情是已经是合一的。
There are at least two things where we are all united on.
你不管在哪个团体里面去会, 总是用耶稣的名，是合一在主的名下，
it doesn't matter which church you go to, we're all meeting under His name.
那么还有呢, 不管你是在哪宗哪派的, 哪个团体里面的人, 都有同一个生命。
And it doesn't matter which church you belong to or which church you meet at, we all have the same life.
不过我们今天的难处就是外面的工作聚会情况上不容易合一。
But what the difficulty is the outward service and activities we clash on. But the work of God is that we will be one.
所以圣灵的工作, 圣灵用十字架的工作做工在教会的里面。
So the Holy Spirit uses the work of the cross to do this unifying work.
所以因着圣灵和十字架的交互的工作,
and only through the workings of the Holy Spirit and the cross can we be made one. So today we need to live out this unity. We need to carry our cross. We can't live in ourselves. If you want to be united,
必须有圣灵的膏油。
You need the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
哪里有厚的膏油出来说，那就有合一。
Wherever there's an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, there you will see that unity.
我们知道在教会历史上
，In church history，
曾经有几个大复兴的时代。
There were moments where there were these great revivals. And then when the Holy Spirit came upon them in a mighty work, and in a short period of time on earth, there were these manifestations of unity in God's church. Just like in Acts chapter 1, it says,
那时候圣徒们他们在一个小楼上祷告的时候啊
The disciples were praying in the upper room.
有圣灵的工作在他们中间，结果呢，他们就出现了一个合一的状态。
And because of the Holy Spirit descended upon them, they manifested these their manifestations of unity.
所以对我们今天来讲
，Today for us，
弟兄姊妹们必须。在十字架的工作里面学习舍己。
In our time, in our day, we need to learn the lessons of denying ourselves.
必须过着一个满有膏油的生活。
And we need to live a life that is full of this holy anointing.
我想至少我们要有一点点的心愿。
I think at the very least, we need to have a willing heart.
以弗所书第二章告诉我们。
And in Ephesians 2, it tells us,
我们要与众人和睦。
In order for us to be made one,
哎，我们愿意跟大家和睦。
We want to have this unity with everyone.
这个呢，是你进入合一的经历里面呢，恐怕最基本的要求。
And this is the most basic requirement.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这是非常重要的一件事。
This is extremely important.
它是一块金子打出来的。
The lampstand was made of one piece of gold.
弟兄姊妹，这不是人的要求啊。
This is not the requirement of man.
这是神的心意。
This is God's heart.
如果今天你我爱主。
So today, if you and I, if we love God,
爱主的教会,
if we love God's church,
我们就必须遵从主的话。
We need to honor His words.
啊，那么好，那么有第三个点。
And the third point,
我们知道这个金金的灯台呢，它有一个非常美丽的一个形状。
We know that this golden lampstand was beautifully made.
我想弟兄姊妹都看过那个金金灯台的那个图画图片，对不对？
I think some of us have seen pictures of what this golden lampstand might
look like. 那个灯台上面有七个枝子。
You know that there are seven branches.
Yeah, 那个枝子呢，也不是普通的枝子，上面有球、有花、有还有杯。
And there's all sorts of decorations, bulbs and cups and flowers.
当然这里面都有属灵的含义的。
Of course, there's spiritual meaning behind all of these.
但是我们知道这个美丽的这个形象。
But we know that this beautifully made lampstand.
到了新约时代中，我们知道它就是基督的形象。
In the New Testament time, it is the image of Christ.
啊，所以呢，这个金金的灯台的这个美丽的形状，就是基督的形象。
So this beautifully made golden lampstand represents the beauty of Christ.
我们都知道这个形象这个字啊，在希腊文里面，形象这个字。就是说明他的性情和他的性格说的。
And this image of Christ, if you look at the word image in its original meaning, it carries the definition of representing the character and the very nature.
这是圣灵的另外一个重要的工作。
And this is another important work of the Holy Spirit.
他不仅帮助我们舍己。
He not onlyteaches us how to deny ourselves.
更重要的是他要把基督的性格性情组织在我们的身上。
But he wants to establish, the Holy Spirit wants to establish the nature and the character of Christ in us.
作为基督徒我们必须明白一件事情。
As a Christian, we have to understand this.
只有主的性情和主的性格是美丽的。
Only the nature and character of Christ is beautiful.
所以一个基督徒啊不要太过分，不要是最好不要欣赏自己。
As a Christian, we better be careful not to admire ourselves too much.
你知道我们基督徒说生活糊里糊涂，就糊里糊涂到个地步，哎，看看自己还觉得不错呢。
And sometimes we're really foolish, and we get to a certain point where we look at ourselves and we're like, hey, we're not too bad.
我们只想让你不知道我很爱主吗？
And we say, don't you know that I really love God?
你不知道我很有爱心吗？
Don't you know that I have
a
loving heart?
你不知道我很不牺牲吗？
Don't you know that I have...
你知道这个人呢，自我欣赏啊，这个也是一种。
And look at me, how I've humbled myself or denied myself. Sometimes we have this fallen nature of man is pretty evil. And sometimes we talk about something and we use ourselves as an example.
你如果蒙光照,
but if God's light is shining on you,
只有基督的性格性情是最美丽的。
Only the nature and character of Christ is beautiful.
那么这个性情啊, 是怎么产生出来的呢?
And where does this nature and character come about?
他说是经过匠人的手, 他用锤子这么一锤锤把它锤出来的。
All the decorations that make the lampstand beautiful were hammered out.
所以你看见从一块金子的里面, 把它这么慢慢的锤出来，这个工作是相当不容易，对不对？
So for one piece of gold, for this, the person to hammer it out and make it beautiful, it's not an easy task.
它有高度的技巧，你才能把它锤出来的。
The person has to be highly skilled to hammer it out.
这今天用在我们身上，就说明十字架在我们身上的工作。
Using this and applying it to our lives is that God is working in our lives.
也就是圣灵用十字架在我们身上不断地捶打。
Is that the Holy Spirit using the cross to hammer out our lives to make it beautiful.
所以这是我们一生的工作。
And this is a work, a lesson for our entire life.
如果没有经过圣灵用十字架的捶打, 你身上不可能显出基督的美丽的。
Without the Holy Spirit using the cross to hammer our lives, there's no way we can be made beautiful.
所以在主的救恩里面,
So within the salvation of God,
有另外一个非常伟大的思想,
there is this wonderful and grand concept.
就是神要用基督的性格取代你我的性格。
Is that God wants to use the character and nature of Christ to replace ours.
将来我们到主跟前去，我们就知道这是何等大的恩典啊。
And one day when we come before God, we will realize how great this grace is.
我们是什么人啊, 对不对?
What kind of people are we?
居然神用他儿子的性格
That God would use the nature and character of His own Son and want that for us.
但是这个呢，作为今天呢，我们在地上啊，一同侍奉追求的一种的追求啊，一种的追求。And
this is the pursuit in our lives in the world today.
我们要祷告。We
need to pray.
要让教会成为美丽的。That
the church would be made beautiful.
所有一切丑陋的东西都应该从教会里面排除出去。All
of the evil things in the church need to be removed.
在我们每个弟兄姊妹，我们自己里面有个强烈的心愿。That
in each one of our hearts we would have this strong desire.
愿主除去我们生命中那些丑陋的事物。That
God would remove all of those impurities in our lives.
让基督的美丽能够显在我们。
So that the beauty of Jesus can shine forth.
就像保罗的心愿一样。Just
like Paul's desire.
无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。Whether
death or life, may the life, the beauty of Jesus be manifested in me.
所以对于基督徒来讲，那个不美丽的这个话不要讲。
So for a Christian, the words and phrases that are not beautiful, don't say.
那个不美丽的行为不要做。
The conduct that is not beautiful, don't do it.
当然，靠我们自己很困难的。
If we rely on our own strength, it's hard.
但是圣灵会给我们力量。
But the Holy Spirit will give us strength.
所以我们总要有一个心愿，让我们在这里的聚会越过能够越美丽。
We have to have this desire that in our gatherings, the more we gather, the more beautiful it becomes.
无论怎样, 让人看见基督的美丽,
that no matter what, people can see the beauty of Jesus.
这个金金的灯台是个美丽的形象,
so this golden lampstand is something that is beautiful.
那么这也是神给我们, 一个很重要的一个,
And so this is an important revelation God has given to us.
他连这个,那个点灯的时候呢, 要用的这个剪子,盘子都是金金的。
And it says in even the utensils used to light and clean the lampstand are made of pure gold.
他就告诉我们在侍奉中, 你在处理神的事物的时候, 要用主的生命。
What this tells us is that in service, we need to use God's life.
你看我们今天,如果根据这个,我们就知道我们的侍奉是多么的粗鲁, 对不对? 我们想到什么就做什么,不可以。
If you think of it from this, that standpoint, you'll realize how we've served in the wrong way. We do as we please, and that's wrong.
那么,因为时间缘故,我必须讲第四个点。
And because of time, I have to move on to the fourth point.
就是呢,这个灯里面需要有油的,
is that in this golden lampstand there has to be oil.
所以利未记24章告诉我们要用那个清的橄榄油。
So in Leviticus 24 it tells us that we need to use the clear oil from olives.
你去过以色列的人就晓得了。
Those of you who have been to Israel will know
遍地都是橄榄树,
there are olive trees everywhere.
这神给他们特别的恩典,
and God has given them this grace.
我们都知道橄榄油是很健康的油,
we know that olive oil is very healthy.
但是它也用来点灯,
but it's also used to light
当然,
the lamps.
这个灯油它预表的意思指的圣灵做的,
but of course this oil used to light the lamp speaks of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们刚刚讲这个灯台最重要的功用是发光。
And we mentioned already that the sole purpose of this lampstand is to shine light.
但是神要用这个发光的器皿，这个器皿的本身就要符合神的心意。
But the lampstand, the vessel itself that is to represent the life of Christ has to also be made with His nature.
而它最大的功用呢，就是发光。
And the sole purpose is to shine His light. We know that in ancient times in the tabernacle,
那么里面唯一的光就是这个灯台的光。
The only source of light in the tabernacle is from the lampstand.
所以灯台是用来发光的。
So the lampstand is for the purpose of shining light.
必须有膏油。
There has to be this holy oil.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
教会里面是必须满了圣灵的膏油。The
church has to be filled with the Holy Spirit, the holy anointing oil.
就在初期的教会中,
so in the early churches,
我们看见等到圣灵从天而降的时候,
when the Holy Spirit came from heaven and descended down,
在五旬节,
on the day of Pentecost,
当这圣灵降下来的时候,
when the Holy Spirit came upon them,
哇, 这些圣徒们就发光,
all of God's people were lit up.
他们讲一点话就满了亮光,
and they would speak a few words and they were lit up with light.
这个光一出来,
and when this light shined, it produced power.
所以呢, 彼得稍微的说明说一点点话，马上就3000人得救了。
So when Peter spoke just a few words, thousands were saved.
在人类的历史上,
in the history of man,
终于来到一个重要的时刻,
we finally came to a critical moment.
圣灵从天降临,
the Holy Spirit from heaven above came down to earth,
把基督里面的亮光把它整个释放出来了。
And allow the life of Jesus to shine out. And this was a moment where there was a great enlightening. So Peter told them,
不是我们,
he said, it is not us,
是基督,
it is Christ.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
教会乃是一个发光的器皿,
The church is a vessel that shines light
为着照亮基督的,
to manifest Christ.
这是今天地上教会聚集最重要的意义。
And this is the most important reason why we even gather.
如果达不到这个点,
if we can't achieve this,
你做得再好,
no matter how good you are,
你再有热心,
no matter how much kindness you have, no matter how much heart you have,
也不能满足神的心,
you cannot satisfy God's heart.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
教会必须是一个发光的教会。
The church must be a vessel that shines light.
主若许可, 我后面会讲到, 我们再讲讲亚细亚的七个教会。
And if the Lord allows, I would like to spend some time speaking on the churches in Asia Minor.
我们读了启示录的二三章以后啊, 启示录二三章,
after reading Revelations 2 and
3.
We see that these churches, for the most part, cannot produce much light. And this is a warning. So today, if we are gathering,
人看不见基督,
if we cannot see Christ here,
看不见基督的好处,
if we can't see His goodness,
弟兄姊妹,我们的聚会的意义很
then our gatherings are without purpose.
所以需要神的灵做工在我们的中间。
We need His Holy Spirit to do His work in us.
约翰在晚年的时候,
John in his latter years,
在教会里面大声的几乎就希望神的儿女们个个都要活在高油的里面。
That he proclaimed loudly that we should all of God's people need to live under this anointing oil.
本来我们一得救我们就是受膏者了。
And once we were saved, we were anointed.
就应该蛮有膏油的了。
We should have been full of this holy anointing.
但是很可惜,
but unfortunately,
今天很多时候我们没有活在这个膏油的里面。
Today we don't live under this holy anointing.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
其实呢, 这个顺服膏油啊, 是最容易学的一件事情。
In reality, being obedient to this holy anointing is one of the simplest lessons to learn.
就刚刚蒙恩得救你就可以学的。
So as soon as you are saved, you can learn these lessons.
我已经多次跟弟兄姊妹讲, 我刚得救就是这样。
And I've mentioned many times that the moment I was saved, I was like this.
我圣经道理还没有懂什么呢?
I didn't understand much of the Bible.
我很多事情都不明白的。And
a lot of things I just didn't understand.
但是这个膏油在我里面给我的引导的生活很清楚。
But the leading of the Holy Spirit in me was very clear.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
因为我应该相互的勉励。
We need to mutually encourage one another.
我希望我们弟兄姊妹们常常在做见证交通时候讲一点点你怎么顺服里面的膏油的生活。
I hope that when we have fellowship with one another, we can share more on how we have been obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And this type of fellowship is the best reminder.
但是这些年,我心里面感觉很遗憾的就是,这个简单的真理在教会中成了失落的真理。
But I always feel sad that this simple reality has always been lost.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
这个灯里面需要膏油的,
this light needs that holy oil.
我们必须注意今天圣灵在我们里面给我们的带领。
We have to pay attention to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
每个弟兄姊妹都要学这个功课。
So every brother and sister needs to learn this lesson.
所以, 我们读启示录的时候,
so when we read Revelation,
这是神在末后的时代给我们最重要的一个提醒。
In the end times, this is the most important reminder that we have.
我们已经来到了这么一个可怕的时代。
We've come to these terrifying times.
但是主的话那么清楚地摆在这里。
But the word of God is so clear before us.
如果我们忽略了神, 借他的话给我们的提醒,
if we ignore the words of God,
我们还是照着传统,照着过去自己的感觉在这里生活,
if we continue to live just as an outward Christian and how we feel, One day when we come before that judgment, when God judges us with His wisdom, you can't say on that day, God, I didn't know, I did serve you with all my heart. God will say to you, I have already clearly told you in my words. If you don't live by God's word, and we live according to man's wisdom, out of man's habit, then who can we blame?
亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
今天主已经把他的话清清楚楚放在我们的根据,
God has clearly stated in His words
在这个黑,
for us,
进入末世, 这个最黑暗的时期,
that in these most dark times,
教会要成为金金的灯台,
the church needs to be that golden lampstand.
我再说这不是一个两个人的责任,
and I'll say again that this is not the responsibility of just a few people,
这是我们所有弟兄姊妹的责任,
but this is every brother and sister's responsibility.
我们必须让我们在这里的聚会,
we have to allow our meetings here
让它成为一个发光的器皿,
to be a vessel of light.
每个弟兄姊妹都应当 把你的努力放在里面,
and we all need to put our effort into that.
我们在这里共同的防御, 不容许世界的东西进到教会里面,
as we defend from all, allowing all the worldly things to come into the church,
维持教会的纯洁,
to preserve the purity in the church,
我们容让神的灵在这里能自由地做工,
we need to allow the Holy Spirit to move freely in our midst,
我们实际能看见十字架的功效显在我们的生活中,
so we can practically see in reality the work of the cross in our lives.
弟兄姊妹，这才是最重要的追求。
Then this is the most important pursuit.
这也是我们在这里一同聚会的主要的目的。
And this is the sole purpose of our gathering.
我们总要把这条船 对准了神的目的,
we have to steer this boat that we are on in the direction of God.
我们要坚持在主的路上,
that we would hold fast to God's ways.
这不仅是你的福气,
this is not only a blessing for you,
不仅是我的福气,
not only a blessing for me,
整个在这里一同聚会的所有弟兄姊妹的福气,
but this is a blessing for all of us together.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
愿主使我们能够尊重他的话语,
may we truly honor His words.
也求主借着真理的灵把这些话实际地摆在我们的里面,
and might the Spirit of Truth reveal that and inscribe it in our hearts.
我要再说,
and I'll say again,
我们已经来到了天国的大门口,
we've come to the gates of heaven.
如果失去那个福分,
and if we lose that portion,
弟兄姊妹们,
if we lose that portion, then we may be the ones who are thrown into the outer darkness, gnashing our teeth.
我常常感觉说呢，我在这里好像用这些话。 是勉励别人，不是，我是勉励自己。
And sometimes I may give the impression that I'm here talking to you, but I'm actually encouraging myself.
人的话可以过去,
the words of man can pass,
主的话必须重视,
but the words of God need to stay forever.
我们求主祝福我们所有的弟兄姊妹,
may God bless all of the brothers and sisters.
我们求主祝福我们这里的聚会,
and may God bless our gathering here.
因为主把我们摆在同一条船上,
because God has placed us on the same boat.
啊, 我们仰望主自己丰盛的怜悯,
and may God bless us.
在他回来的日子,
with His mercy, so that in the last few days that we have,
我们一同显现在荣耀里,
that when we meet Him, we can be presented in glory, and we could all gladly see our Lord and Savior. Let's bow with some prayer.
主啊，我们是来到末了的时代,
Lord, we have come to the end times.
地上的光景何其的黑暗和混乱,
and the condition in the world is truly dark and chaotic.
感谢你,
we thank you.
在2000年前你就把启示录放在圣经中。
2000 years ago, you have given us the book of Revelation.
就借着约翰提醒了历史历代的众教会。
Through the Apostle John, you've given us this warning to the churches.
主啊，给我们有愿意的心。
Lord, give us a willing heart.
让我们一同来遵行你的旨意。
That we can pursue after your will.
在这样的一个时候。
That in the days that we're in now,
你要让教会在地上成为金金的灯台。
May you allow your church to be that golden lampstand.
愿主把这个意象摆在每个弟兄姊妹的里面。
May you place this image in all of our hearts.
让我们在这里的聚会追求。
So that as we meet together and pursue you together,
都能够向着你的目标,
that we could all be directed towards you.
主啊，让每个弟兄姊妹能尽自己的本分,
that may every brother and sister here live in their capacity.
让我们在这里,
that here right now,
使这个灯台发光,
we can allow this lampstand to shine bright.
让人看见主的美丽,
that all men may see the beauty of God,
看见主的伟大,
to see how awesome you are,
看见主的荣耀,
to see how glorious you are.
主啊，我们要求你成全这个心愿,
Lord, may you remember this desire,
愿你借着你的灵做工,
and may you use your spirit to work.
我们一同在你的脚前俯伏,
and we really prostrate ourselves before you.
求你垂听我们的祷告,
may you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
我想最后我们还是有一点点报告。
Before we fully conclude, we have a couple of announcements to make.
我在报告之前呢，我们先介绍一下新来的弟兄和姊妹。
And before that, we would like to introduce any newcomers here today.
如果你是第一次来参加这个聚会的，请你站起来让我们认识一下。
If this is your first time here, can you please stand and introduce yourself?
让我们来欢迎你。
So we can welcome you.
我们先从这边开始，从我右手边开始。
Start on this.
有没有谁是第一次来
的？My right hand side. Anyone here for the first time?
有没有？不用客气啊。好 ，Hello。请你介绍你自己。
Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Cameron.
Okay,
we welcome you.
还有吗 ？Anybody? 还有没有
？Any others here for the first time?
这边呢？大家都来过的啊，好，感谢主。那我们这里哈，快快的，做一点的报告啊。
We just have a couple of quick announcements to make.
我们周间的这些例会都是照常的。
All of our weekly meetings will continue as usual.
啊，礼拜二祷告聚会是在线上。
Tuesday night prayer meeting will continue online.
礼拜五的读经聚会
Friday night Bible study
是有些组已经混合了 hybrid
depending on your groups some of them are meeting in a hybrid format
礼拜六东南区的聚会也是混合形式的
and the Southeast District Bible study is also meeting in a hybrid format
现在儿童聚会啊，礼拜五跟主日都在会所
And for the children's ministry on Friday night and on Sunday morning, we're all meeting in person.
我们的孩子们啊，特别需要大家的关怀。
And we need to care for our younger ones.
不仅做父母的人能够好好的带领他们在家里面敬虔爱主啊。
Not only for the parents to lead them to love the Lord.
也为着服侍儿童们的这些弟兄姊妹祷告。
But also pray for those who are serving in the children's ministry.
那么我们在这里的聚会啊，除了我们站在讲台上的人，弟兄姊妹都要戴着口罩啊。
In our current status of meeting here on Sundays, we're still asking everyone to wear masks, except for the people standing up here.
因为这个疫情还没有完全过去。
And the pandemic has not fully passed.
所以弟兄姊妹来聚会的时候，你稍微劝一下，如果不舒服，你留在家里好。
And we also ask that brothers and sisters will screen yourselves that if you're sick, please stay at home.
啊，这里还有一个重要的报告。
And we also have another important
announcement. 因为我们教会也有这所谓肢体帮补，就是呢，有些弟兄姊妹家里面如果觉得穷困，需要点财务上的帮助的，教会可以给他们帮助。
We have an announcement where if your family is in need of anything, the church can help out in providing.
如果弟兄姊妹有知道啊，你附近知道哪些弟兄姊妹有这个需要的话呢，那么请你啊，告诉这个迪伟弟兄、坚辉弟兄还有玛丽弟兄。
So if anyone knows of families who are in need, please give their these family names to these three brothers, Diwei, Qian, and Ma Li.
还有最后一个报告呢，他们那个
one last announcement probably doesn't need to be translated. For all the parents of the middle school and high schoolers, we have a winter retreat this year, December 18th through the 20th, and I believe everyone should have received the registration forms via email or a physical copy. Next Sunday on the 16th is the deadline for us to receive those registration forms. So please fill it out. We encourage all of your youth to attend. If you have questions, you can ask all the counselors. So next Sunday, by next Sunday, if you could please give the registration forms to your counselors. We would appreciate it.
大家都听清楚了是吧？这个我们年底啊有一个青年人的退休会啊，那么这个退休会呢需要报名的。那么如果有家长，你们家里有孩子们，就是从初中以上啊，高中这些，如果他们要报名，请你们帮他报名。那么下个礼拜呢，就是报名的截止日期，好吧？啊，请弟兄姊妹们在下个礼拜之前能够快快的报名。
And please also remember that there's an online portion for the camp that you have to fill out as well.
就是有人如果要在线上参加聚会的话呢
No online. It's okay. The camps that we have, that we're using requires their own consent form. And so that has to be filled out individually by the families. I think there's a link on the registration form. If you could please make sure that you have that filled out. That's a requirement not of us, but the Black Diamond Camp requires that. So that's it. Thank you.
Okay. 好了，我想大家都清楚了。那么我们现在可以散会，好吧？